the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the program. You are listening to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. It is always good to have you along. We're going to make it a great show, great week, Peter, as we break down some of the most important aspects of our listeners' retirement, pre-retirement years, right?
Absolutely. A lot to cover in today's show. I'm really, really excited. A lot of new stuff to go over with you guys. So let's get rocking and rolling.
We like to accentuate the positive on this program, as you know, but we're going to start with a little bit of negative because they just looked into this and they studied, Peter, some of the worst mistakes people make after retirement. And we are going to try to save you from some of those pitfalls today. And I know that for some of your clients, Peter, that you help, people sometimes come back once they have entered into retirement, and maybe they need a retweak of their plan because plan A didn't quite go like plan A was supposed to go, right? There's nothing wrong with that. But if we can go through some of these things and help put you in a better position to avoid some of these mistakes, that's what we're going to try to do today. So let's just start at the top. Some of the most common missteps people make after retiring. Let's go with number one. It's a big one, Peter, not understanding their budget. People might make assumptions about costs that will go down while failing to recognize that there are a whole lot of other costs in retirement that might go up. And how many times have you seen this, Peter?
This is actually interesting because I hear this a lot. And you know, one of the issues is we tend to hear a lot of folks forget to plan for inflation.
Yeah.
All right. And of course, we're going through a rare environment, if that makes sense. It's 40 years ago where we started to see some of these effects hit us. So this doesn't happen all the time. But I'm talking about normal inflation. Inflation is real. Okay. And if you don't plan with inflation, over time, you're going to start asking yourself, why is this costing more money? Or maybe we shouldn't be traveling as much because we didn't realize that it's going to cost this X amount of dollars over time. So on average, over a 20-year time frame, you could expect prices to almost double. And
yeah,
that's real. And that's real. So when it comes down to understand how to budget, you need to be doing a very detailed analysis. You have to be strict. It can't be a free-for-all. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to spend this amount of money this month and this amount of money next month,
right,
and do what you want. You just can't do that. You need a game plan. And that plan always needs to be reviewed on an ongoing basis.
You know, I have a friend who just went through retirement and they're probably into their first year, just into their first year. And one of the things she said was, we did not plan for all of the eating out, which sounds silly. And I'm not talking about McDonald's here and there.
Sure.
But she said, when we both had jobs, we'd maybe take our lunch to work or go through Panera. She goes, now that we're both available to do whatever we want all day, every day, we've started going to nice lunches and then we go play golf and then we stay around and have a nice dinner after golf. She said, we did not see that coming with respect to just the silly cost of just things like eating out because they have the time now to do it together. And I know you budget for all of that, Peter.
Yeah, it's really important. We have to follow all areas. And also we have to put a very good, healthy amount to the side when it comes to miscellaneous expenses,
yeah,
you know, uncertainty. And then of course, you want that vacation time, you know, and we don't know exactly how much will it be, but we have to put a very nice, healthy, sizable amount to the side and make sure you are enjoying retirement.
So one of the things it says here is obviously work with a professional. You have to figure out your spending strategy, not just, Peter, how much money you're going to be spending each month, but from what bucket do you spend and do you spend first? Especially if you're married, you're going to have several options of different buckets of retirement money. Talk a little bit about how a misstep in that arena can really cost you in tax dollars, in income, in all of those things.
Yeah. So, and this is really important because I could have this conversation all day long. In this area, understanding a spend down strategy, understanding where investments will come first and so on and so forth. It has a lot to do with the plan, right? So what I mean by that is so many people I speak to are so focused on the highest possible return, so focused on investments or specific investments, where they tend to forget what is the actual outcome, right? We have to almost reverse engineer the plan.
Yeah.
Forget about investments. It's going to come together and you're going to need investments. But here's a good example. If you're looking to bake a pie, mm-hmm. one of the most important ingredients, and I'm not a cook, I'm not a baker, but I do know this. One of the most important ingredients is sugar. Mm-hmm. If you forget to put sugar in your pie, there's a very good chance it's not going to come out as expected, even though it's part of an ingredient.
Horrible.
Yeah. So these ingredients that we put within the plan, it's going to come. But what kind of plan are we building here? What kind of pie do you want? You want blueberry pie? You want strawberry pie? You want apple pie? Right? There's all different kinds because everybody's different. Everyone's unique in their own way. So we have to understand what is the ultimate goal here. And we create a strategy, a spend down strategy around it. And not just for you, for your loved one, spouse protection. And the whole list goes down and down and down and down. And this all comes together in regards to communication. Your plan needs to communicate.
Well, and let's talk about income strategy. So when you are in your working years, for everybody, I don't care if you're listening, whatever you do for a living, maybe you get paid once a month. Maybe you get paid every other Friday. Maybe you get paid on the 1st and the 15th. And by the way, that was always my favorite. It's way easier to budget when you know the dates that cash is coming in, right? I moved to a company, our radio company, about 12 years ago. And Peter, it's every other Friday. And that makes it very hard to budget when your bills land on hard dates and your paycheck is coming in willy-nilly on whatever date it happens to be. And then you know this, Peter, a couple times a year, you get paid three times a month. And so that's been hard for me. And that's just a silly thing. It drives me crazy when I have certain bills due on a certain fixed date. You know, and let's say I've got a bill due on Wednesday, but my paycheck doesn't come until Friday because that's the way the 15th lands, right? We Sure. all in our working years have to figure those things out as adults. And to some extent, we do. It becomes a lot harder when your income coming in from these different buckets that we hope you're working with someone to figure out where to pull that money from. But it becomes much more difficult when you're not getting paid on a date, same amount. Some of these buckets fluctuate. And you could withstand losses maybe a little easier during your working years because you had a fixed paycheck coming in. You are constantly contributing to your retirement accounts. And now you've got to psychologically switch from having a corporation or a company, or if you're an independent contractor, your own hard work bringing that money in, instead of now we've got to spend. We've got to have a spend down strategy.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is where it becomes interesting because I talk about this a lot in regards to there's a number of different things that you will be doing the opposite on when it comes to retirement. One of them is a very basic rule. And everybody pretty much knows this. And you can even ask everybody this question. When you get older, do you take on more risk or less risk? You take on less risk, right? Well, the reason for that is because when you take on a good level of risk, one of the best things you could do is put money into that plan. You know, dollar cost average, you know, you have nice high swings in that plan and so on and so forth. When you retire, I don't know too many people putting money into their retirement plans, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost like, okay, well, we're doing the opposite. Instead of putting money in, now we're taking money out. So the way you invest clearly is going to be different versus your working years. Instead of putting money in, you're taking money out. The level of risk is different. The strategy is different. The philosophy has to be different. And if you understand the importance of this, if you get it and you understand it, it should not be hard because your team is there to guide you with the proper ingredients, the proper instruments to use to get you to and through it. And instead of focusing so much on investments, forget about that. It's going to come. The investments will come, right? What is the ultimate goal? Then work your way back to those investments to help accomplish those goals.
One of the missteps they list is overpaying in taxes. That's a misstep we talk about all the time on this program. I don't know that we need to spend a ton of time on it. Although you aren't a tax expert, Peter, you do have those tax experts on your team, and you can help people look at the tax implications of their decisions in retirement. It is so important. But I want to get to one of the social missteps that I see on this list that I think is very important, but also very interesting. You know, when we talk about retirement, it's about money, 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 money. And when's it coming in? And how are you going to spend it? And all of these different things, and taxes and inflation. Not staying socially and physically active is near the top of the missteps listed here when they reached out and spoke to people in retirement. Not only can that lead to isolation, you're not going into work every day. You're not seeing all the same people you used to see. And for some of you, that might be a good thing. But for others, you really miss the camaraderie there. And it says, and we know this, it could lead to a decline in your physical and mental health if you are not staying socially and physically active. We've seen this time and time again, Peter. They will say, we crave as human beings the social, right?
Yeah.
And the physical exercise is important. The mental exercise is important. But I think the social exercise is important as well.
It's very important. And believe it or not, you do go through a stage. So here's a good example. I've spoken to some folks who just recently retired. And after a couple of weeks, I spoke to them again.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks later, I spoke to them again. And believe it or not, every one of them I spoke to, they're all going through this stage. And I told him it's a normal stage. The stage is I used to wake up every single, you know, every morning from Monday to Friday, you know, at a specific time frame. And now I wake up and I pretty much have nothing to do. This is why you need a game plan, right? You need to map out that game plan, because if you go through a stage where there is nothing planned out, it could be a depression kind of a stage.
Because find a hobby, something.
And it doesn't have to be,
you know, you don't have to go sailing the world, but you need to be around other people.
Socializing is very important. Mentally, it's great. Physically, it's great. Trying to figure out what a hobby would be for you. Look, you got the rest of your life to figure it out. But this is something where you have to always make sure you are keeping your mind sharp, straight for the next X amount of years.
So I just want to mention this one briefly because it's awkward, but I know that it probably is going to ring true for a lot of people listening. Be very careful, it says, about supporting adult children or other family members. When they're looking at you and they're thinking, oh my gosh, they just went and bought a boat. They're millionaires, right? Can we have some of that? That can have a very negative impact on your finances. You have to draw boundaries. Be aware of the long-term consequences on your own financial situation. If there are others around you that cannot get their own life figured out. And that's tricky and that's complicated, but I can hear people nodding in their cars. Yep, I know what you're talking about. It's hard to say no, but protect yourself first in retirement.
Absolutely.
1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079 for help with all of those topics and more. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. We're back with more right after this.
Just as the seasons come and go, so too do the markets ebb and flow. If market volatility is making you nervous, give Peter a call and make sure you're not taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter. Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome back to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I am your host, Dana Wright, and we are so happy to have you along today. We started the program talking a little bit about all of the missteps that you can make when it comes to retirement, right? And some of those are social, some of those are financial. God knows some of those are tax related. But one of the things that is further down on the list, and I am hoping they move this up on this list, Peter, because it's more and more important every single day, is to do your research and listen to the news when it comes to frauds and scams. And here's why. Frauds and scams pose more of a threat to everyone listening right now than I almost think anyone realizes. And it only takes a moment of weakness or distraction for the fraudsters to make their move and, Peter, wipe you out. And I want to give you a couple of examples locally that we have seen. This was in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago. There is something now called a voice deep fake, Peter. And wow. They can capture just enough of your voice or just enough of a banker's voice to make you think when that call comes into your phone that you don't recognize, to make you think that it's your bank calling, okay? And it is all around us. They are actually telling banks and financial institutions, and not just banks, but think about all of the companies that are in the business, Peter, of holding your money, okay? And I want to read a little bit about this from the New York Times article and they get your thoughts on this. There's a man named Mr. Kabatniks in, I think this might have been in New Jersey. Let me look here. And when the phone call came in to the bank, it was not Mr. Kabatniks. Rather, it was a software program that had artificially generated his voice trying to trick the banker into moving his money someplace else.
Wow.
Both the client and the bank were recently targets of a cutting-edge scam attempt that has grabbed the attention of cybersecurity experts, the use of artificial intelligence to generate not just voice deepfakes, Peter, but voice renditions, okay, that really mimic someone's real voice. So it doesn't sound like the robot coming into your call right now. It could sound like, this is so-and-so from this bank, and we're having some issues. I just need you to confirm your social security number. And for the safety of your account, we are urging everyone to transfer some money, okay? So this is happening, and it's so advanced right now, Peter, that the technology might be there to fight it, but like I think a lot of financial institutions are scrambling to get their arms around it.
And you know what? I mean, this is part of this AI technology,
yep,
which can be, you know, scary. And believe it or not, so there's a lot of companies out there that have these voice recognitions. They might start to think twice about using it going forward because of this AI technology. And I want to say it was about a year ago that I heard a full conversation of an AI, okay, robot, place an order for pizza.
Yep.
And I kid you not, I heard it first, not knowing it was AI. Of course, it was some kind of, guess, you know, what this is all about. And after I heard the whole conversation, it was literally a full conversation about ordering pizza, extra toppings, here's the address, phone number, and all you need, and so on and so forth. It was a full conversation about ordering pizza, and it happened to be an AI technology, okay, incorporating the entire conversation, and it has wowed everybody in the audience. I couldn't believe it.
So one generative AI system, by the way, it's Microsoft's VAL-E, could create a voice deepfake that whatever a user wished to say, they could say using just 3 seconds of sampled audio, Peter. So they could take 3 seconds of sampled audio from you, theoretically, and then they would think the client, if you were a very, very bad guy, they would think it was Peter calling to say, we need to talk about your investments and move some stuff over, okay? So they did this on 60 Minutes. They tested this security consultant, right? She so convincingly cloned the voice of one of the 60 Minutes reporters. She fooled a 60 Minutes employee into giving her the reporter's passport number.
Wow.
And that attack took 5 minutes to put together. So we used to joke when we would hear like this underground dark web where people are trying to get your information. I used to laugh. I'm like, what possible information are they going to get from me? I mean, they're going to get my address. Maybe they're not going to get my bank account number. That's not what they're looking for, Peter. They are looking for just enough information to verify against a customer service expert who isn't on the ball, maybe, like just quite on the ball, to get them to then hand over the key to the castle. That's what they want. And that's why they want your voice. And think about all of the voice clips that we give everybody every day. If you post on TikTok or if you post on Facebook, if you post a video somewhere, your voice is out there. And in the 60 Absolutely. Minutes example, it took less than 5 minutes to put that together and get the passport information from the reporter at 60 Minutes. I mean, that's crazy.
It definitely is wild. It is scary. And I was watching a documentary not so long ago about artificial intelligence and AI in the future. And believe it or not, if it gets in the wrong hands, it could be very, very dangerous. On the flip side of that, it gets in the right hands, it could actually be very helpful.
Sure.
So we're not going to win either way. There's always going to be some kind of battle going uphill. But hopefully there are startups, believe it or not, right now.
That are trying to fight it.
They're trying to fight it. A lot of startups right now and investing into the safety of AI, cybersecurity. This is going to probably be one of the next big things in regards to protecting us.
And it's whack-a-mole. I mean, quite frankly, right. You know this, it's whack-a-mole because by the time, you know, the fraudsters figure out how to get to your money using plan A, you know, those that are out there trying to fight it have moved on to plan B and around and around and around it goes. So they do say there's a company out there that reviews recordings, listen to this, of more than 5 billion calls coming into call centers run by financial companies. And these are financial companies all over the world, right?
Wow.
And these centers handle bank accounts, credit cards, other services, right? It's common for about 20 calls a week to come in from the AI fraudsters. Now, keep in mind, that's between 1 and 10,000 fraud calls a year out of the billions of calls that they look into to make sure this isn't AI or a robot. So it seems like a drop in the bucket now. But the reason that we bring this up is it's creeping up the list of things that if you're listening and you're almost retired, it's creeping up the list of things that you really need to have as part of your plan, even if it's in the back of your mind. When someone is calling you, even if they say it's Peter, it's someone from PCB Financial, when it comes to moving money or transferring money, always remember it's okay to hang up the phone, pick up the phone, and call PCB Financial back. Right, Peter?
Absolutely.
And say, look, I just got this call and I am verifying that you are calling me because you wanted to know some questions about my money. That needs to be honestly standard practice today.
Also with emails.
Yes.
Emails is a big one. Emails, text messaging. If you're not 100% certain, do not open it. Definitely do not click on it. And if you feel like it's coming from someone you know and it doesn't seem right, get rid of it and then call that person, you know, contact that person. But you have to be very careful in regards to what you're clicking on, look at the emails, and believe it or not,
especially because we multitask.
Really take a course on this.
We multitask. And so, like, let's say you're at work, Peter, or you're recording and an email comes in and you're like, yeah, that looks like it's from, you know, US Bank or UMB or, you know, whatever financial and, you know, commerce, whatever financial institution you use. Man, it might be. I hope that it is. We had a woman here a week and a half ago in Kansas City, where I tape my show. And she lost $100,000 because someone reached out to her. And this is so sad. And I know you're going to roll your eyes and groan, Peter, but man, look it up. It's happening. People are pretending to be like B or C list country music stars, not like Willie Nelson. Don't think like Carrie Underwood, okay? Think like the like second tier of country music stars. And they set up these profiles online and then they reach out to these lonely widows or retirees and they say, you know, what I really don't want to tell you because I'm kind of a high profile person is that my real name is so-and-so from like Big and Rich, okay? And these people, Peter, have done this where they believe they're really chatting online with like famous people and it's not a famous person. And then all of a sudden the person is like, don't tell anybody. That's always part of this. Don't tell anybody. You know, I want to keep this between us, but I need, like, could you send me $10,000? And do you know what else they did, Peter? They looked at this woman's social media profile. And if on Facebook you're saying you're a huge fan of like, you know, some country music star, right? That's all they need. That's all they need to know from your profile, that you are a big fan of fill in the blank. And then they get to you and they start pretending you're this person. I remember saying to one of the police officers, how in God's name did somebody fall for that? Come on. And he said, Dana, people are lonely. Are lonely. And they actually think this is like a Nashville singer. One of the scams, if you look this up, was Kenny Chesney. Someone pretending to be Kenny Chesney, George Strait. And for some reason, it's all country artists. I don't know why. They can't have like Axl Rose and, you know, scamming somebody. But it's all country music stars. Another woman in South Carolina lost $160,000 last year, thinking she's talking to a country music star. And it's like, okay, come on. If you really thought you were talking to Trace Adkins or Hank Williams Jr., would they really need $10,000 from you in the small town that you live in, you know, in New Jersey? The answer, of course the answer is no.
Of course.
But they do it. They do it. And this local woman lost $100,000 to it. So please, if there's even a question in your mind that something seems like maybe not right, as much as we would all love to marry Kenny Chesney, it's probably not Kenny Chesney trying to get you to send them $10,000. In fact, I guarantee it. Right? 1-800-880-8079. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We are back with much more straight ahead.
As the weather warms, the open roads begin to beckon. If you've been getting the itch to travel, call Peter at 1-800-880-8079 to make sure you have enough saved to keep the winds of adventure blowing in retirement.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bambara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, one stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
What does your dream retirement look like? While you're busy thinking about that, why not let Peter help you figure out how to make that happen? Simply call 1-800-880-8079 to get started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on back to the program. You're listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. Hey, I want to remind everybody, Peter, you got copies of that book flying off the shelves. And if they just call 800-880-8079, we will ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money Retirement in Any Economy. And I know you've made some tweaks to that book, Peter, as well.
Absolutely. Give us a shout. They got a couple of here. We got a couple more coming in, but give us a call, 1-800-880-8079, and I will definitely mail out a couple of copies for you.
Okay. So do that. Do it right now. Get that book, 800-880-8079. Just text us book, and we will get you set up with Peter's book. And there's never been a more important time, people, to wrap your arms and your head around some of the topics that we discuss every single week on this program. We are coming off, by the way, of Life Insurance Awareness Month. We would be remiss if we did not mention that. And if you're listening and you think, oh my gosh, I don't need life insurance, I'm self-insured, maybe you're Warren Buffett's daughter or wife, I don't know, life insurance, maybe you're thinking we're self-insured, we don't need it. But let me tell you this statistically, Peter, because I talk a lot about this on my show in Kansas City. there are 102 million Americans living with a life insurance coverage gap. 102 million Americans. We know that 42% of households would face a financial hardship within 6 months if a wage earner died unexpectedly. And I'm going to be honest, Peter, that 6 months surprised me. I think it's a lot less than that. We have a lot of people living month to month, right?
Oh, yes, 100%.
And, so 42% is saying, yeah, we would probably face a financial hardship within 6 months. But listen to this, 25% of households would suffer financially within 1 month. And I think that is more what we're talking about.
When it comes to life insurance, in this stage, it's a little bit different of an approach, right? It's definitely a different approach. When you're younger, of course, you're trying to protect your family. You're trying to protect any kind of major debt you have. Getting married, first-time home buyer, and so on and so forth. There's a whole list. But as you get older, right, it's very, very important to get a little bit more serious in regards to understanding your finances, okay?
Right.
Where can life insurance actually come into play? Because so many folks I talk to, believe it or not, they're way underinsured. And they get scared with the word insurance, thinking that it's a heavy cost when it does not have to be a heavy cost. The cost is if you don't do anything, you ignore it, and there is a financial hardship.
Yeah.
That's where the heavy cost will actually come.
Well, and let me tell you this, Peter, because we just went through the reinsurance process for us. If you have adult children between like age 40 and 45, because I have a client who just does this for people, and I know you do too. They have run those numbers for us, and we shared this with our listeners last week. If you don't smoke, now that's a big one. They always ask you right up front, what state do you live in? Do you smoke? And what is your gender? Because state to state, some of the rates change a little bit, right? If you smoke, that is definitely going to up your rates. There's no question about it. But they ask you your gender because statistically, women are less expensive when it comes to insurance than men. And my husband, I've told you this, is 15 years older than I am. His life insurance is way higher than mine is, probably triple the amount of mine. But you, if you are in your 40s, like early 40s, and you're in good health, you can get like $500,000 policy, $1 million policy. It's pennies a day. I mean, it's $20 to $30 a month, somewhere in that region. And I'll tell you, I am 49 years old. I pay $68 a month for a $1 million 10-year level term policy every month. And it doesn't even matter what company I go through. Look it up. If you don't smoke, and especially I'm talking to my women out there, even if you work in the home, think about this, Peter. I had a very wealthy client say this to me about a week ago. He said, I have a life insurance policy on my wife. And she said to him one day, why do I need life insurance? I don't work. And he said, do you have any idea, with children in college, with grandchildren that we're trying to find, we want to finance college for our grandkids, or private Catholic school, or whatever is your thing. He said, do you have any idea if something happened to you? And they've been married, 20, 30 years. He said, how would I even run this house? There are costs associated, big costs, with the person who runs the household. And so don't think just because you have chosen to run the household, which is a huge job, that you don't need life insurance, because I would disagree. I think that most people would say that you do, and you don't have to break the bank to do it.
Absolutely. It does not have to be expensive. I mean, as long as you're talking to someone pretty much who does this full time for a living, they have them break down the differences, the pros and cons. There are good versions, there are bad versions, depending upon what you can afford and your lifestyle. There's so many different ways to construct this.
Hey, Peter, can you remind people what is the difference between the kind that you can pull money out of and the kind that you cannot? Because some life insurance can be treated as an investment. Ours right now is just straight life. I was just talking about straight life insurance, that if I get hit by a bus tomorrow, I have $1 million policy to help cover housing expenses and get the kids through college and maybe put a small down payment on a house, that kind of thing for the children.
Absolutely.
You know, and then as you get older, you know, my agent would even say the goal is to self-insure as you get older. But we don't have the investment kind. I used to, and we don't anymore.
And that's fine. I mean, again, there's pros and cons in regards to what's comfortable for your age, you know, where your expenses are. And there's nothing wrong with that. And sometimes you can offset it with the version where it's more permanent. And if you decide to cancel or close it one day, and then you have some kind of cash value built up in there over time. But it's almost like renting an apartment and owning a home.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how you could look at it as. So you have this temporary coverage of life insurance, and temporary, it's term, right? Whether it's a year renewal, 5, 10, 20, 30 plus years, and so on and so forth. And after it expires, you'll have the choice to keep it, but most people don't, because those premiums go very, very, very high. So all the monies you put into there are not going to come back to you unless you do some kind of conversion. So it's almost like renting an apartment, which is fine, because this is what's comfortable for you for right now. You get a nice, nice, nice amount of coverage for the lowest amount of cost. Now, for those who want to offset it or go the other direction, and if you happen to be younger, this is probably really good for you too, where it's more permanent. It's almost like a savings account kind of vehicle, where you can get a very good return on your money in the future. You get a majority of your funds back if you choose to. If not, you leave it there. It could be some kind of a tax-free flow of income if you do it right. Okay, so it's different for everybody. But this is also coming with a little bit higher of a dollar amount that you have to take out every month. But again, you're replacing it from one place to another, because it's not like renting an apartment. But again, it's not appropriate for everybody. So it comes down to analyzing your situation, what's comfortable for you. And especially if you're young, don't go too heavy in a place like this, because don't forget, when you're young, there's a lot of bills next 5, 10, 20 plus years.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to save for retirement. You have college expenses. If you're going to have kids, there are so many other things you might be forgetting about. So make sure this is done right.
And listen to this. If you are young, married with children, and you are a double income home, what happens if you lose one of those incomes? Like it is worst case scenario. Sure. You don't want to think about it. I think it's a small percentage it could happen. But we know, once again, there are 102 million Americans living with a life insurance coverage gap. And so if you're worried about that, if you want to know how affordable it could be, please give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079. And then I want to move briefly into the five things our listeners can do with their money right now when they are 5 years away from retirement. 5 years away from retirement. What would you say, Peter? When is the best time to pick up that phone? We always say with savings, the best time to save is yesterday, and the second best time to start saving is today.
Sure.
What is the best time 5 years away from retirement that we need to get in to see Peter? When do you want to see people?
I like to see folks 5 to 10 years, dependent upon what we're trying to plan for. So definitely 5 years before retirement is a key. We like to look at 5 years before and 5 years after for the overall planning. So there's a number of things that you should be looking at, especially when you're so close to retirement. And don't try not to look into this last minute. So if you're retiring in 6 months from now, you should really, really start to communicate pretty quickly, like yesterday. But a number of things that are really important are, for example, the obvious: paying down and get rid of debt. So you want to try to tighten up this area, get as rid of as much debt as possible.
And Peter, I want to talk about that real quick. This is important. Sure. You can sit down with a client 5 years out, and we're doing this actually. You can sit down with a client 5 years out and say, all right, hand it over. What do you have on that American Express bill? What do you have on this? What, you know, do you have anything that's 0%? We can kick that can down the road maybe, but let's set up a spend down strategy for the debt, so that in 5 years you retire debt-free. Because we've talked about this on the program. They have surveyed actual retirees that are comfortable and anxiety-free in retirement, to the extent anyone can be anxiety-free. And one of the number one things that people who are very comfortable in retirement say is that we went into retirement debt-free.
Oh, yeah. That's probably one of the best things that you can do, is try to get rid of as much debt as possible, because you want to go into retirement stress-free, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to go into it stressful, saying to yourself, okay, now I'm going to retire.
Yeah, how am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to pay this?
Yeah. It's not comfortable. It's not a good environment. You're going into the chapter, right?
Right.
So this chapter of your life, you want to make sure you are really crossing those T's and dotting those I's. So there's a specific amount of things you should be doing. And one of those things is focusing on get rid of debt. Now, home debt is different, right? Yeah. A house debt is a little bit different.
I always hear that. That's like good debt, sort of the way I say red wine is good for your heart. That's like the good kind of alcohol.
Of course, of course. Too much of it is not good, but
exactly.
But yeah, let's be smart about this. Let's communicate. Let's make sure we're on track. Let's cross those T's and dot those I's. Let's get some free books to the audience. Give us a shout, give us a call, and let's make sure we're on track.
And the last thing I want to remind everybody, Peter, you can also help them with, if you're a certain number of years away from retirement and you don't think you have enough saved, you can start with those catch-up investments. They will let you catch up, but there are numbers involved with that, whether it's a 401k or a Roth. You can help people say like, okay, let's like batten down the hatches, stop spending so much money now and start squirreling away more. Especially if you're 1 or 2 years away from retirement. Is that right?
100%, without a doubt. Definitely.
1-800-880-8079. You're listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. Hey, text book to that number. We'll send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book. 1-800-880-8079. We're back with more after this.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the program, The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. You can call us at 1-800-880-8079. You can leave us a question at that number because we love going into listener questions and the mailbag at the end of each one of our programs. We're going to do that now. You ready? Rapid fire, Peter.
All right, let's do it.
So question number one, Peter, my husband has been laid off after 27 years of factory work. Sorry to hear that. We had a good amount of money saved in our emergency fund, so we don't need to panic immediately. I think we're fine financially if he retires, but I don't think it will mentally be the right choice right now. Who should we talk to and what are the questions we should ask? Great question.
Really good question. And you're thinking right. You're thinking right. And I feel that you need a plan in place, right?
Yeah.
So proper communication, obviously, with a planner, okay, not just an investor, but a planner, and making sure you do ask the right questions. Are you an actual financial planner? What kind of plans do you do? Who do you work with? What's your average client age? And so on and so forth. These are all great questions. But it sounds like you definitely need a plan way before he tries to even think about submitting in those forms saying he wants to retire.
Right.
Just making sure you're on track. Of course, it might be areas that you might have not thought about, right? Such as, I don't know, long-term care, spouse protection, how long is your money going to last? What kind of options you have at work? Do you have any pensions? And so on and so forth. When's the best time to turn on Social Security? So there's a lot of questions to ask for sure. But before you do anything, just make sure you are talking to someone who specializes in retirement for the most part, just to make sure you're able to sleep better at night.
Well, and the good news there is they say they've got a very healthy emergency fund, so we don't need to panic immediately. And I think especially coming out of the pandemic, people really started to see, Peter, we've got to take that emergency fund seriously. We need one. Yeah. We need to fund it. We need to be serious about it. Emergency doesn't mean I want to go on a vacation. It needs to sit there just in case of a layoff. And we saw so many people lose their jobs during the pandemic. So I'm proud of this couple. As bad as it is to be laid off after 27 years, they have a healthy emergency fund. And she says we don't need to panic immediately. And that's what that money's for.
Yes, 100%. I agree.
Question number two. Peter, I inherited an IRA from my father a few months ago. I have no clue what to do with it, even where to start. Your thoughts?
So if you inherit it in an IRA, you know there's a number of things that you have to do. Number one, you can't just leave it there forever.
Right.
Right? So inheriting an IRA, making sure it's in line with your goals now, all right, because maybe your parents were different, but your goals are probably going to be most likely be different. Now you have to understand that you are required to take out something. So you have to make sure that account is depleted pretty much within a 10-year time frame. But making sure the way you take it out could be important. Also depending upon if you're working, if you're not working. But this could be stretched out up to 10 years, give or take. But what you do with those monies afterwards, that's all questionable, right? Can you reinvest it? Do you need to pay off your own debt? So there's a number of different things that I would ask you more questions on. But since you inherited an IRA, you're now in control of that IRA. And it's really about what kind of goals you want or what you want that money to do for you at this point.
But they will make you take that money at some point, correct, Peter? And I don't remember what the rules are in that regard. Some of them have like a 10-year window, I believe.
Yeah.
So you need to get with Peter. That is a very important question because you don't want to mess it up. There can be all kinds of penalties if you do. 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079 to figure out with your specific type of IRA what those rules are, how long you have to decide what to do with it. Here's a whopper of a question, Peter. Is it wrong not to want to leave an inheritance for our kids? They seem to argue all the time over everything, even as adults, and nothing ever seems fair enough. Plus, we paid for braces, college, cars, weddings, and I feel like that should be enough. Woo, that's a good question. I don't want to be at Thanksgiving table at their house.
Look, so it's actually a great question because I don't get that a lot. I don't get that as a question a lot. I get it more on, more as, Peter, this is what we are doing. Okay.
Right.
So my advice to you would pretty much be making sure that you're obviously comfortable. You're taken care of. You're doing all the things you always wanted to do your entire life. You're making sure you have created your bucket list and you're checking off those items on that bucket list. And look, if you happen to have the proper preservation plan in place where you're able to preserve your wealth and continue to grow it and you not outlive it, then great. Then you got some money left over. So I'm not saying that in the sense of you definitely don't want to neglect your beneficiary approach, making sure those are properly listed. You always want to make sure that's in place. But making sure you enjoy yourself is the key. The second benefit would that be is if you have assets left over, great, go to your beneficiaries. But there's absolutely nothing wrong that you want to spend as much of your investments in your savings on yourself to enjoy your lifestyle. Nothing wrong with that.
It's your money. And I bet I have, you could say, Peter, I bet you have clients come to you and say, we want to pass our inheritance down to our grandchildren or set up college funds or trust for the grandkids.
Oh, yeah. It's without a doubt. We have a number of folks that have 529 plans and college savings plans. There are some folks, believe it or not, that have their own personal accounts for their grandchildren, you know, and then they have other people that say, I want to give it away as I'm alive. So everybody is different. Everyone's unique in their own way.
And then, Peter, this question, what are some good resources to help me learn about my options for Social Security? And you've said this time and time again on this program, Peter, you can go to SSI.gov. They can point you in a direction. They can no longer give you advice. So what do you tell your clients with respect to Social Security and how they figure that maze out if they don't have someone like yourself in their corner?
So you definitely want someone like me in your corner to help you and guide
you. So confusing. The whole thing is a maze.
Yeah, no, it's too much. It's way too much information for the average person. And if this is not what you do all day, every day, don't try to reinvent the wheel. You know, don't reinvent the wheel. Give us a call. But a couple of things here. Definitely go on SSI.gov. Get as much information as you possibly can. Definitely download your report and make sure you keep on downloading those reports consistently over time as those numbers will probably most likely change. Two other areas to go to is one, themodernmoneyshow.com. themodernmoneyshow.com. I got about 5 reports on that site, and the last report is actually a Social Security report. You could download that. It's complimentary. There's no cost to it. It's a PDF. And also, if you want a copy of my my book, Modern Money, give me a call, 800-880-8079. Give me a call and I'll mail you out a copy. I do have, I believe it's 1 or 2 chapters on Social Security. So the more information, the better. But when it comes to specifics and the strategies around it, we have to use calculators and softwares, because even me doing this all day, every day, I still trust the calculators and the softwares to give me those options, because they do the math so much faster.
So I know you are part marriage counselor sometimes when you meet with couples, and man, this next question from our listeners really gets to the heart of that. It says, Peter, my husband and I don't seem to be on the same page when it comes to our retirement. Do you meet with very many couples in a situation like ours, or should we try to resolve all of our issues before meeting with a financial planner? Now, they don't say what those issues are, but let's just say generally, when they say we're not on the same page when it comes to our retirement, Peter, that could mean a lot of things. Like financially, they're not on the same page. Goals in life, in retirement, they're not on the same page. I'm sure you see this with couples.
Believe it or not, it's like 50-50. Yeah, believe it or not, it's 50-50. So no one should be ashamed, okay? This is normal, all right? This is just part of life. No one should be ashamed. But believe it or not, when you're talking to an advisor or someone like myself, my job is also to share with you, after asking you the right questions, of course, sharing with you the options, right? The options that we can actually mix both concerns together into one big pool and come out with a great outcome.
Yep.
So whatever the concerns are, whatever the issues are, it's probably most likely something I've heard before.
Yeah.
So unless it's extremely, extremely out of the ballpark, okay, that's fine. Please come in and test me. But don't be ashamed in any concerns that you may have, because that's what we're here. We're here to solve problems.
Let me just give you an example. Let's say she wants to hop in an RV and travel the world for a year, and he wants to go to Bora Bora. You know, that's not necessary. You're not, you know, a licensed marriage counselor, but you can also help them see, if you guys come to a compromise, this is what financially you could afford to do.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's probably why you're still together, because you help complement, you know, the things that you want to do and things that you don't want to do, and you come together so as an agreement. So you made it this far, right? So let's plan the next 20, 30 years together, and let's see if we could meet in the middle somewhere. I'm sure it's not that serious.
Do you mandate Peter, that people come in together as a couple?
I think it would be very
hard to do with just one spouse.
No, you have to come into together. And even when you say, yeah, but I take care of all the finances, that's fine, but I don't care. I think it's very important you both understand what's happening, because the last I checked, okay, no one lives forever, right? So if you're in charge of your finances, that's even more important to make sure you're both on the same page, because something happens to you. What are you leaving behind? Are you leaving a disaster? Yeah. Are you leaving total chaos? Are you leaving things everywhere? Only you know where it is and not everyone else. So it's so important to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Very, very important final question, Peter. She says, I am really worried about what would happen if I were to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's. I have watched several people in my family suffer from it, and it scares me. How do I get all of the big financial decisions taken care of in the event this were to happen to me too? It is a great question. Big family history here of Alzheimer's, Peter. How do you counsel a client like that to get their financial decisions in order?
Oh, yeah. So first off, you want to do this as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't – if you're starting to see some signs, without a doubt, you have to do this as soon as possible. But if you don't see signs just yet, it's even better. So making sure you're putting these things together, putting the planning together as fast as possible is crucial. That's number one. Number two, you also want to have someone that you trust with you as a backup. So in the event something does happen – and you're starting to not remember as much, you want to rely on someone else, not just a financial planner, but also another person that you truly, truly, truly trust, whether it's a family member or a very, very dear close friend since childhood, someone that you trust besides. So just so you have a number of different people that's helping you and guiding you, because you don't want to do this alone and you don't want to do this trusting just one person such as your advisor, because it's also an uncomfortable relationship, because if your advisor is feeling that this is what you said, but this is what you want now, and it's totally different than what you wanted, is this because you're not thinking straight, or could you be sick? So there's a number of different things that you want to do, but I kid you not, you want to do this as soon as possible.
And Peter, I would also, wherever you're listening, reach out to the local Alzheimer's Association. They can also help you. They have all kinds of resources to help you in that regard as well.
Correct.
1-800-880-8079 is the number. You can find us at pcbfinancial.com. We want to thank you for joining us every single week on the Modern Money Show program. Peter, thank you as always for weighing in on these important topics. Make it a great week, Peter.
Make it a great week. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bambara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, one stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.